So here with Davo, after a 1-0 home defeat in the league to Aylesbury, you must be bitterly disappointed to lose the game tonight.
Yeah, I'm disappointed. It was I thought it was a half decent game of football again between, in my opinion, two good sides. They're a good side, you know. They're making a charge for the playoffs. I was their manager before, and they've had a lot of games called off. If it wasn't for that, I think they'd be right in there. You know, they've got a lot to catch up with, and I think that they'll do it. To be honest, they're a good side. They're well organised, got a lot of threats, and I thought we at least matched them today, if not better them at times. And it's disappointing to lose, but you know, I'm proud of the performance. I'm proud of what we're doing still, and yeah, we've got to keep going.
For me, much a better side in the first half. A couple of great chances. Certainly the Rob Carr strike that's deflected and hits the bar, and then probably not more than 10 minutes later and Rob Carr again has a strike that goes in and then is disallowed for offside. So on the balance of play first half, I thought possibly you edged it, maybe could have gone in at half time 1-0 up.
Yeah, I think that the main bulk of chances came our way really today. The goal was disallowed, was disappointing. You know, it probably does look offside if the lad's right in front, if Jacko's right in front of the keeper, but you know, the liner didn't flag, so he used his buzzer or whatever, but it makes it even more gut-wrenching, doesn't it, that he hasn't flagged. Everyone runs off celebrating, the referee hasn't done anything, then he runs over and he disallows it. So yeah, it's disappointing, but equally, yes, as you said, we've hit the bar with a good effort, and we looked a good side again. You know, we can't complain too much. We've created stuff. We've looked solid. They haven't opened us up, and the only goal they scored was a very lucky deflected goal, and we've looked a good side, I think.
And almost a tale of two halves within a half in that second half. I thought they came out quite strong, and they looked quite imposing, and they created quite a few chances. And then certainly for the last sort of 25 minutes of the game, I thought again you took control, bossed it, and could potentially have nicked a goal.
Yeah, we did. I think it's a bit harsh on us to lose this game tonight. And as I said to him, you know, that's what good sides do, and they are a good side. They weather storms, and somehow they nick 3 points. And credit to them. You know, I'm pleased for them that they've got their win, and I hope they go on and nick themselves into the playoffs. It seems a bit of a close shot, that top four, but I think they're on a charge, and I think they might get themselves in there. I'm disappointed. You know, we, as you said, it was the second half of the second half, as you put it. We looked a good side. We really got at them, and didn't create massive amounts, but we had a lot of pressure. Certainly a lot of the ball. We weren't sort of hammering the ball into the box and stuff. All we did was some free kicks from range and stuff like that. But we stayed patient. We tried to play football where we could, and got down the sides of them. And ultimately, the chance right at the end for Sim, good ball. I put a ball in, and Sim's rose well. Just needed a glance, and it's gone over the bar. So yeah, it wasn't to be tonight, was it? Let's be honest.
It wasn't, but you must be extremely delighted and incredibly proud of the way that they've played for you over the last couple of games. You know, with the exclusion of the last couple of games, you're on a fantastic run of form. And even with the last couple of games, although you've lost the games very narrowly and a couple of really good performances. And the reason I say that is, 6 months ago to maybe a year ago, those performances weren't there. You were rolling over, as we'd spoken about before in other interviews. And so to come from where you were to where you are now, as I say, you must be incredibly proud.
That's the word. I just had a chat with the players now. They're a bit gutted in there. And the reason they're gutted is that they've narrowly lost, and they feel they could have got something against a good side. And that's it's a negative that we feel down about, but it's a huge positive that we're that confident that we feel we can match and better sides like that. So, yeah, I totally agree with what you're saying. You know, we would have possibly lost that game a bit more by a few more goals earlier in the season, but we've looked solid. They haven't really opened us up, like I said, and we didn't carve them open that much. It was a good game of football, and yeah, ultimately they've got the 3 points, and good luck to them.
Is it maybe a touch too confident for me to say that you're not a million miles away from being up there in terms of the quality of the recent performances and what I've seen?
Yeah, I would say that. I don't think we're long way away. I mean, as it's much documented that we haven't got really a budget at all, and yet we're performing really well, and lads are really developing and we're improving. Yeah, their manager said to me afterwards, well done, you've got a really good spirited side there, and that's the word, we've got spirit in abundance, and I'm incredibly proud of what we're doing, and two narrow defeats against playoff chasing sides is not going to diminish that. We've got another tough game, Northwood, on Saturday, then we've got a Hampshire Cup against another good side, top of the South and West, or near the top, coming up as well. So there's lots and lots of games coming up, and thick and fast, and they're all tough games. We've had an incredibly tough run of fixtures, and we've lost a couple yet, but we've also won the odd game. We've nicked points, and we just got to keep going and see what happens. I think this team, if we can keep it together, is going to develop, is going to improve, and hopefully in a year's time, we'll be the ones making a charge for the playoffs. So it's not beyond the realms of possibility. We just got to keep going and not look too far ahead, keep doing what we're doing, keep improving, get back into training and work hard at that, which we've just been planning what we're going to be doing on that in readiness for Northwood on Saturday.
And yeah, you say Northwood on Saturday, but their games come thick and fast. No game gets any easier. Northwood will be a tough place to go, and then as you've alluded to, you've got Winchester on the Tuesday. Any problems with the squad or everyone fit and available? How do you plan for it now?
We've got a few availability issues, some ineligible players in cup games and stuff like that. We got a good squad, a thin squad of 16, 17 players, and we're going to need to utilise them. And there'll be changes on Saturday from today, I'm sure. And I'm confident that all of the lads will, they're all pulling in the same direction, and I'm sure whoever we put out there will playing that with that fleet spirit that we've got, and I'm sure we'll give Northwood a tough game.
And any final thoughts on tonight's game at all?
Yeah, I just want to say, good luck to Aylesbury. I've got a lot of time for Steve Bateman. He's a good guy, and has done a fantastic job at Aylesbury. And I wish them well with their playoff chases. I hope they get in there, and if we can do one or two favours for them, hopefully that'll be good as well.
Well, best of luck for Saturday at Northwood, and then obviously following on to the Tuesday.
Cheers, mate.